It's the Friday Show. I've got Scott Beckett. I've got Andy McCann. I've got Jim Johnson. But we're going to do the other end. We're going to do the other side first. We're going to do Sunday, and then we're going to pull back to Saturday. So coming up, I've also got Jack Collins to talk about Fulham. I've got Tom Fahey to talk about the game of the weekend with Aston Villa. And I've got Matt Phillips getting into Ipswich. We'll just do him right now. And then we'll find out from Jim whether or not the Champions League semi-finalists will be hungover or will they be buoyed. But first, here's Matt.
I've got Matt Phillips. We had him all year from Talking Town to talk about Ipswich. And it's just the obvious question, Matt. You know what I mean? We can talk around it. Can Ipswich beat Arsenal?
Can we beat Arsenal? Well, I think unlikely, given they've just doubled Real Madrid. Carlo Ancelotti's Real Madrid. So I think it's unlikely. But look, we've had funny results this season. I mean, we're going down with a... Well, maybe not with a whimper, but not as good as what we all town fans thought. Yet Chelsea, home and away, couldn't beat us. So we've had these kind of weird results. So who knows? Are they going to be hungover after getting through to the Champions League semi-final? We'll find out Sunday. But it on paper, looks a very tough game for us.
What I think about it, Matt, is it would not... And I want to almost keep putting this over for listeners, for anyone who subscribes to the Anfield Wrap, I'm going to keep saying it, is it genuinely would not surprise me if come the hour mark, Ipswich are ahead. And the reason why I say that is so often this season, for an hour, Ipswich Town have been good at football. And I think the physical intensity game in, game out of the Premier League has then took its toll. But there's so many games, even for instance, when we came right the way at the start of the season to Portman Road, 45 minutes, Ipswich matched Liverpool. Couple of questions about what Liverpool were doing on the day, but don't get me wrong, Ipswich matched Liverpool, and as you approach the break, Ipswich looked the likelier side. And then you get to 75 minutes, and Liverpool have spent 20 minutes running amok. And, you know, that to me is, that's what I think may well happen for this one, is there might be a bit of a hangover for Arsenal for a while, but all season, you know, 2-0 up, for instance, last time out against Chelsea, as the half-time whistle goes, it's been sustaining it, isn't it? That's what these players have found hard.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can illustrate that point by the fact that I think we've left 27 points on the pitch this season from winning position. And obviously the table would look... Well, if it's the biggest word in football right now, the table would look much different if we'd managed to hold on to those. But I think you're absolutely right. We've been very competitive in games, but not across the 90 minutes.